Hello and welcome to an IBM podcast. I'm Jeff Gluck and my guest is author Andrew Winston. He's the author of the bestseller Green to Gold, How Smart Companies Use Environmental Strategy to Innovate, Create Value, and Build Competitive Advantage. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you help companies be greener, and there are things that work and there are things that don't work. What are some of the things that work?
Well, by and large, companies that are leading in this space of going green, which is a huge movement today, are taking a pretty profound and broad look at their business. And what works is developing a mindset around looking at the full value chain, understanding what your footprint is, as they say, what your environmental impact is, and what your suppliers do, and what your customers are doing. And that's a lot of what the discussion is about today, is IBM is creating products that help their customers reduce energy use, which is a good business decision. It's strategic to think about how do we help our customers go green. What doesn't work is you know, sometimes more complicated, but a lot of companies get lost in this greening and focus perhaps on the wrong things, on things that are green, maybe, you know, habitat protection or giving money to forest protection, but maybe not be core to their business. And what doesn't work is heading out on a path to be green and not thinking about what do we really bring to the table, what's core to our operations.
You've advised many Fortune 500 companies, including IKEA, which has a very good environmental reputation.
That's absolutely true. IKEA, and again, it comes back to this mindset. IKEA thinks very broadly about their impact on the planet, and they look at their supply chain very carefully. They have a very intense audit system where they check their suppliers, and they check their suppliers' suppliers, and they understand where all the wood in the world is coming from and how it ends up in their furniture, and they're doing their best to make sure that wood is certified and harvested carefully. And then they look at the energy use in their stores, and they also sell products for their customers. They've been selling compact fluorescent bulbs for many, many years before it became, you know, the hot thing to do.
Not only is it the right thing to do for the world, but it can be very good business to go green. And what are some of the examples of gaining competitive advantage?
Well, one of the things we do in Green to Gold is lay out a framework for thinking about how you create value as a business in sort of four big buckets. Reducing cost and reducing risk, which is where environmental thinking has been for decades, sort of the obvious. And then now the upside, how do you build revenue, drive innovation, and build intangible value? The brand value, customer loyalty, and employee loyalty. And there's lots of great examples. On the cost-cutting side, companies like 3M and DuPont have been finding ways to reduce their energy use and their resource use for 30 years. On the upside, there's new and exciting stories like the Toyota Prius, which I think is the most successful eco product of all time, not just for what it's done for sales of that product, but the way it's given Toyota this halo of being innovative and energy efficient. And it's helped them sell cars across all of their lines of cars, even the big gas guzzlers. So that's how Toyota, in some sense, became the number one car company this past quarter.
Environmental risks, when you do it the wrong way, what can go wrong, and what's the effect on, let's say, your brand value?
Well, I think you hit on something very important. I mean, there's always been the traditional environmental risks of there's a toxic substance that you use in your product and something goes wrong with it and you end up with a huge liability. And that's where a lot of people have focused. But there's this other risk of just brand value if something goes wrong. And I think it also ties to, you know, the risk of missing out on the upside, of missing out on the chance to build products and reach a new customer segment. I would argue that, you know, Detroit had a huge risk in missing the green car movement that Toyota and Honda jumped on. And so there's a risk that's not traditionally called a risk in the legal sense, but it really damages your brand if you're not there with the products that customers are looking for.
You have good timing. I mean, did you ever think a couple of years ago that the environment, climate change would be the issue that it is right now?
Yeah, I'd like to say I had perfect foresight, and I will say that my book came out at really the right time where the discussion really did turn on business getting involved and business leading the charge, and that's really what my work and focus is. I knew it was going to be a big issue. I don't think anybody saw that we'd hit this tipping point in the U.S. in particular sometime in the last 4 to 6 months. There's been a tremendous amount of media coverage on the greening of society and specifically on the greening of business, and now we're seeing these kinds of initiatives and announcements coming out at a furious pace, which is fantastic news. We're seeing companies competing in spaces they never competed on to be the greenest. Even in the announcement today, you know, there's tremendous competition in the tech space on who's going to be the greenest and provide the best solution. So it's a great time to be in business, I think, and a great time to be someone advising businesses on going green.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Andrew Winston is author of the bestseller Green to Gold, How Smart Companies Use Environmental Strategy to Innovate, Create Value, and Build Competitive Advantage. I'm Jeff Gluck. Thanks for listening.